Okay. Would you say last year at FIT or last year at FITTED?
FIT.
Last year at FIT. Let me see. And if, let's say a man's suit wore out, he'd have to buy a...
new one.
Okay. If he stuffs a lot of things in his pockets, it'll make him...
bald.
Okay. And if he wears a shirt that's not samphorized and you wash it in hot water, it'll...
shrink.
Okay. So you'd say, yesterday that shirt...
shrank.
Okay. And lately everyone I've washed is...
shrunk.
Okay. Let me see. And what you use on your hair is a comb and a...
brush.
Okay. And the small thing like so with a clasp on it that women used to carry their change in.
Change purse.
Okay.
Pocketbook maybe.
Pocketbook? Yeah. Okay. They would, the bigger
billfold.
Thing. Billfold. Billfold, okay. Then they put that in a bigger thing.
Pocketbook.
That's called pocketbook too.
Yeah.
What about if...
purse.
Or a purse, too. It could be either one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if it's one of those great big things, like you probably carry around?
Bigger than a purse?
Yeah.
A suitcase?
Okay. Let me see. What you wear around your wrist, that's it.
Watch.
Okay. And then if it's not a watch, probably...
bracelet.
Okay. And then around your neck.
Necklace.
Okay. And, or you might say you have just a string of...
pearls.
Okay. Let me see. The things a man uses to hold up his pants.
Belt.
Okay. And in the old days, men used to wear those things that went over their shoulders.
Suspenders.
You ever hear them called anything else?
I know I have, but I can't think of anything.
Galluses. Have you ever heard galluses? You ever heard braces?
No.
Okay. If you saw somebody who was wearing... really funny looking clothes, you might look at them and say, boy, that sure looks, what?
Weird.
Weird, okay. Did you ever use tacky there? Sure looks tacky.
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Used to a long time ago. Now I just go, man, that really looks weird. I can remember in my teens and stuff, I'd say tacky.
Uh-huh.
You know, something like that.
Does that strike you as a slang word that's sort of gone out of fashion or what?
No, because my mother uses it all the time.
Okay. Let me see. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Okay. And if there's a lot of kids in a family and they go to visit somebody else's house, they sometimes make up some beds on the floor.
Pallets.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Down south of town here, if you go down... towards the airport, there's some land with water standing in it most of the time. What would you call that? Like if it's got trees growing in it and so on?
I'd call it a swamp.
Okay. What about if it doesn't have trees growing in it? Would it still be a swamp?
No, it'd probably be a marsh.
Okay. Let's say they're taking some of the... water off the marshes like that, you'd say they're doing what?
I don't know.
Okay. What about the different kinds of dirt that we have around here? What's the ground made of?
Clay, red clay, sand. We have white sand in our yard.
Huh.
And I have seen some dark soil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. Sometimes you have a heavy rainfall, you know, where it'll wash out a place like in a dirt road. Or in a field or something like that. What would you call that?
A flood.
Okay. Is gully at all? Do you use gully?
Yeah.
Gully for that?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. The a small stream that runs into the river.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
A stream.
Okay. Other words for